Now it's made for Instagram TV.
Yeah.
Are you on Instagram TV
no,
live?
No, I'm on Instagram.
Oh, well, you could share it live. I mean, to that.
What's up, fool? I'm going to lean over here.
Some lean.
You're going to kiss me, bro.
Tongue in cheek.
What's up, fool podcast? What's up, fool podcast? Welcome, everyone, to the What's Up, Fool podcast. We have a lot of people today, man. First of all, we have the co-host of the year and the co-host of the week and the co-host of the half a year. Marcio Rizzo, people.
Half a year.
Yeah. Rodrigo Torres right here. Johnny Roque.
Who's our next victim at, dog?
Johnny Roque over here.
Silent, fool.
Look like he was he had a pillow fight the night before, right?
Yeah. With the feathers still inside the pillow.
I thought you were going to shave your head, dog.
I want to. I'm waiting for Rizzo to bring his clippers over.
You going to shave your head?
Yeah.
He wants to look like Edmonte Johnny when I first met him in 2008.
Where do you live? Oh, I live over off Chingasso Boulevard.
Why do you want to look like Shrek, bro?
Yeah, you're
new, new bits, eh?
Hey, wreck, eh?
Oh, Johnny's like Kramer. You got to borrow everything to get something done?
Hey, where's that
gotta
other
jacket? Got to borrow jacket? That. Yeah, we were talking about that jacket last time.
Yeah, twin.
This is the replacement jacket.
Yeah.
Tell the story of the jacket, Martin.
How you lost that jacket. Yeah, say how you lost it.
Let me get my belt.
It all happened, what's it called? I think last year when we were doing the Irvine Improv with Felipe, and then...
Let him borrow it?
Wait, don't bring Felipe into this.
Get it back for him, dog.
We were at that jacket.
I think I was staying at Stephanie's house, and then when I started the improv, you were like wearing my whole outfit. Like, wait, what the... My jackets, and then... that's when you lost like all the weight. So you're feeling confident.
You started stealing your fashion, man. Yeah.
When you got sick.
Moves like Rizzo.
I remember like single white female.
He put on a jacket. That's when I started noticing he lost weight.
Yeah.
So he was still wearing his big clothes. Eh?
That's what Johnny thought, too. This makes me look like I lost weight.
Oh, my God. Got to do something about the shoulders.
Yeah, man. You only wore the jacket or your pants.
No, not the pants, right? No.
Nah, I stole those khakis from
you. Oh, you stole the khakis from me, yeah. When I was moving, I remember, what's it called? I couldn't find these khakis, and then I saw you wearing them. I was like, they look tight on you, bro.
I know, but they were good.
They hug you in all the right places.
What's up, Fool Podcast? Oh, man. So, crazy things have been happening this week. We found out that Greenland is not for sale.
No. Sucks.
Wow, so mad. And I was ready to buy it, too. I had like $523 billion.
Huge.
Also, the Amazon is on fire, bro.
It's still burning?
Yeah, bro.
That's what it looks like when I smoke a bowl.
And I think France offered to give them $21 million. And
not just France. It was the
European
Union. The
G7. And Brazil said, Chale, we're going to be no colony.
Huh. Oh, damn.
Well, they're trying to expand their interest.
They're trying to give their money to them, or they're going to owe that money for let us know where Greenland.
No, they always, you got to pay it back somewhere.
Something.
And that was telling Felipe yesterday is they're going to, you know, expand their interest there. If they're already there,
They're
just going to expand that shit. They got their teeth in you. Now.
Open up a baguette shop.
Nothing's free, dog. Nothing is
but
free.
But then you
dog.
Get used to that money, too, as a country, and then they try to pull it away as sanctions and that sort of thing. You know, any sort of aid, they'll start to cut off or they'll start to use it politically. Well, we'll just have to pull our funding.
Leverage, I think in the end, man, they're like, if you like these countries, like who now you have Brazil, right? You say they say yeah, they're in for 21 million, but that's not 21 million ain't shit, bro. To cut up that fire, bro. How much does it cost to turn off the fire here in California?
Probably more than that.
Yeah. And we have more resources. Yeah. Than that.
Movies don't even cost 21 million to make.
It's not just about putting it out.
I'm just saying that it's not even that much money. Yeah,
we're
talking about Fahrenheit 11 here, bro.
Mikey Moore over here.
That's your price comparison.
Yeah, movie.
You're saying, Lisa?
I forgot. No.
Oh, this guy.
$21 million, bro. That's a little bit, right?
Yeah
but you're thinking in terms of damage to them. When we have fires, we have damage. That's what the costs go to, like all the homes that are lost.
Oh, right.
But the forest,
$6 in damages.
And I mean, like technically, damage wise, there's probably not much, like businesses and buildings and homes. But
rabbits.
There is
the ecosystem.
But the ecosystem that's more important than monetary value. You know, you can't really put a price on it. You know, but the other states in Brazil, the other heads of those states are saying, please, let's say yes to that money because they think it's going to be helpful.
But then the other thing, too, is they said that, you know, crooked Brazilian politicians are going to line their pockets with all the aid money.
And that guy, guy just take office?
Yeah.
Bonassaro? What's his name?
I don't know his name, the right-wing opposition to the what was in there before the liberal.
And he got injured or stabbed.
He got stabbed during a current campaign.
He took office.
And that kind of got him elected.
Him over, yeah.
Like the people saying, dude, the crime is like rampant. We got to do something. But I was talking to the cab driver, Jerry, and he's like, oh, man, it's just a cleansing down there in the Amazon, man.
No. I don't think he's all wrong. Yeah, I think they want to help. These people want to help with money. But I think that leader is probably looking at this as an opportunity, too.
Because he's saying that they lit it on fire just to make them look bad. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, that's where they're cooking all the Popeye sandwiches, eh?
someone said that the farmers started those fires by their own.
Yeah, inadvertently.
The guy had a hand, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. I don't think that shit will happen like by itself. Mm. You can't do it by dropping a cigarette.
It would happen a long time ago. If that was the case, you know, like fires.
They can live like tribesmen still, right?
They're supposed to hunt. One more tribe left.
They let them live like that?
Yeah,
they're
protected by the country, yeah.
Yeah, there are certain areas that are protected, not all.
Yeah, not everything.
But
they don't pay taxes?
No.
They don't have a lot of land?
They're indigenous, so yeah, they get. Yeah, but.
Man.
But they also have cut. Budgets for years have cut the deforestation budget or cut the budget again. So they haven't kept up the forest either, which is, I think, why all this got out of hand. But I don't know. There hasn't been a lot of talk about the origin, whether it is these farmers, like you were saying, or if somebody lit it to make him look bad. Or
they say you can see it from space.
Yeah.
Damn.
Really?
It's not about one of the fires.
I'm breathing right now.
Yeah. a little astronaut in a tear, huh?
Yeah. And it's been burning for a whole year or just recently?
No,
just the last couple of weeks. The 18th, I think, or something like that.
You know, it's been burning for 10 years.
Johnny don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Because the Amazon.
Why not?
It's like Clippers. Yeah.
No, why not? He let things go in Brazil. Why? Fuck that. I don't know.
I just like, fuck Brazil, man.
Why?
Because, like, what? That's not really our problem, right? We're not like jumping to you help know, them. 21 million is not going to do anything.
Dude,
to do
the
shit.
Amazon produces like 40% of the oxygen.
Yeah, I mean,
oxygen
of the earth.
I know
the earth's oxygen. 40%
of oxygen from the Amazon
that's produced right
there.
I thought
it came from seaweed.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I thought it came from those fans that
no,
he said.
Call back, bro.
Oxygen is given off by plants.
Trees, yeah.
Greenery. It's given off by greenery, but and then we breathe out CO2 when we exhale, and that helps feed the plants. Not just.
I think Pornhub should pay for it.
Talking about Pornhub, you guys see that porno star that did comedy last night at the Comedy Palace?
No.
Last night?
Yeah, dude.
He's a real porn star. He's horrible looking.
what was his end there? He came on people's faces.
I feel like Zhivago and Jeffrey Peterson, bro, had a baby.
But I think that's one of those fools that did his video like you do him, and he sent it in, and they published it, and they gave him a t-shirt.
Ew.
Oh.
Yeah, supposedly that fool's packing, though, dog.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it? What? I don't know. Not me.
What's his name?
Like,
El Cajon.
Sammy Sausage or something. Sammy Saku.
Sammy
or something.
Chicha.
Yeah, Sammy Saku or something like that.
Pica Piedra.
He's right there from San Diego. Is it true? Because I was fucking around with him. Is it true, fucking man? I've seen your film. I like your work. Oh, thanks, bro. And I'm like, is he porn?
Was he with his penis or his hand?
No, his hand.
Wait, yeah, you told him you saw his film and you like his work?
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed your work.
What?
Man. Just to mess with him, right?
Did you tell my Joe Medina?
Crooked dick? No, dog. So fucking...
Who here would go up to a porn star and say, I really like your work? A male porn star.
If I seen Johnny Mountain, I would tell him. That's a newscaster.
I tell him.
That other fool.
That is Ray.
The old faggot. What's his name? Ron Jermaine. I told him good job.
I would tell you get a disease if you talk to him.
Gross.
Peter North?
Yeah, Peter North. There's another guy that like virginized Raylene.
Johnny Mountain.
I saw Ron Jermaine crossing the street. And somebody drove by and just thought, well, fuck you, my those pills didn't work, asshole.
I heard he leaves a trail like a slug, dog.
Dude, when I saw him, nasty, so dog. Much dandruff on his head.
Oh,
dude.
He looked disgusting, dog. Yeah, only Velcro shoes, he doesn't tie his shoes.
He does stand-up comedy, right?
Yeah, what's his name? Yeah. Dante's his manager, fool.
Very sober.
Gold Mountain artist.
He
doesn't
do, like, headlining, but he'll jump in on shows. He doesn't, like, tour.
I met him through
a special guest.
Barry Sobel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, what you guys been doing lately,
they
man?
They cornered me, bro.
So he corners you on the street. What Johnny you corners you in
Portland. With Barry, we did like this video at the skate shop 2 years ago. Johnny was there.
Yeah, I was there. He played the harmonica for us. Remember?
Who?
Ron Jeremy.
He's playing the harmonica.
He brought out the harmonica and started playing
he
cover
with his
songs.
Dick,
he held us hostage with his harmonica.
What are they wearing?
Sweats.
Same shit.
Yes.
Like, I think those sweats that like have buttons on the sides.
Like, step into my dojo.
Like, yeah. Like Breakaway?
Breakaway is, yeah, in case.
I imagine his sweats have all those little pills, like pilled up fabric.
Nuts stains, dude.
He
probably just saved money, huh? Like, do they want to buy clothes?
Yeah, what are you going to do with all that shit,
but
though?
But if he was smart, he could live off all that money. He could live off of that.
Yeah. And I think that's what he's doing.
And his appearances and stuff, if he's really cheap, he doesn't have to get a side job. But if he really had a real lifestyle and a home and like a family or whatever, he'd have to have a second job.
Yeah, he takes the soaps from the hotel.
Yeah, he's like that.
He does those porn conventions or like those convention shit.
Sometimes,
make money,
but
yeah.
You have to pay money to have a booth. You know, he's one of those guys that doesn't.
Anybody
get
a booth?
Out.
Fool.
Yeah. Again,
it takes money to make
money.
We
were at Comic Con. There were people that were just like. They were on one thing, huh?
Yeah, like if I would have fucking lived in Texas and I did those two commercials, Audi and the McDonald's, I would have fucking had a booth. I'm pretty sure people would have taken pictures of me because, oh, that's
the McDonald's guy. Bear, scream. Scream for
there's the kid.
Yeah. For reals, man.
This fool was saying that the Quesadilla should do it, dog.
He should.
Quesadilla.
He will make money. Dude, if fucking Damien Chappelle
is doing it. All I'm going to do is sit down and put that photo that looks like Johnny. And that photo. Oh, from fucking Miami,
Goodfellas,
and that
the wedding singer,
Kaboom,
yeah,
three movies. That's
it,
bro.
Shit.
Not each.
We're all
and then that photo with MC Pancho eating at his house.
Hey, this is MC Pancho.
That's all you need, right?
That's all you need, bro. People fucking eat it up, man.
That's all you
fool,
need.
How about we just make fucking Johnny that fool, dog?
Yeah,
he got some surgery.
We get the money.
Oh, don't shave your head, dog.
I got world over myself.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You guys been traveling,
picture,
huh?
But it's quick money, right, for those people?
Oh, yeah, dude, just pictures?
Remember, $450
there
a
he
picture.
Is, Johnny, right there.
Kesadich. This is a film with my father-in-law in the movie. This is me.
Hey, that was funny how in Godfather, like, he's telling her that that's the love of his life. And then, like, the fucking other dude takes her out. And he just fucking moves back.
Dude, Johnny, you can do it. That
well,
is.
He was threatening to kill her between him and the money.
You guys should be together, bro, in the movie.
That's me and that's Johnny.
Driving. Yeah, I used to be a big guy. Now I'm a smaller guy.
That's
know?
Us driving to the open mic. Hey, Johnny.
I'm shaking my head. Who got the clippers? Que tiene los clippers? I need a cut, too, you know?
That's Johnny at the all stat picking up Chepo.
I forget his name.
Frank Severo.
Severo.
Hey,
guess what? I'm making this is my beautiful little sister.
Dude, he was so funny in fucking The Wedding
Singer.
Oh,
he killed that movie, dog.
Really?
Yes, fool. Watch it again, dog. It's a badass movie with that fool, dog. It's funny, dog.
No, not one word he said in that movie.
Guess
what
each? Hey, Felipe. I need to borrow some extra virgin olive oil.
I don't want
to
be known as a brother-in-law to the local nutcase.
Yeah, fucking crazy people.
Oh, yeah. We say that.
You know he sued The Simpsons for them stealing his character?
His
he didn't win,
right?
Dog?
He didn't win.
No, dog.
It looks just like him.
And that's why Sam Simon's in the fucking casket.
That's Johnny using
which
my...
Which one, bro?
This one.
That one. That's Johnny, that's him, fool.
Yeah, that's Johnny using my jacket right there.
Hey, you left it in the car for a day.
Yeah, but you're making some serious money, huh?
It was those edibles, dog. I don't know. I ate them.
Was that food also in any other stuff besides the three movies?
Hey, yeah, dude. Hey, happy stuff. Days, dog. These you don't remember the Happy Days, fool?
Oh,
dude,
that nerd.
Yeah, dog. With the,
he plays that nerd with the glasses.
Yeah, and he has the NY in the Yankee hat.
Yeah,
man. I seen that rerun. I mean, I didn't understand what he said back then myself. Kesadich.
And Mr. Miyagi killed it in Happy Days, man.
Yeah, he killed it in Sanford and Son, dog.
Yeah, and he was a good stand-up comedian. He was
fuck,
funny,
yeah,
dude.
Funny as fuck, dude. What's the name discovered him, dog?
Who did?
Fred Sanford.
Mr. Miyagi, what's his real name? Fucking
Pat Morita.
Pat Morita, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who was the honor?
Sanford and Son first.
Happy and Days, Sanford and Son, and then...
Oh, his name was Arnold on Happy Days.
Yeah, he was a comedian from San Francisco, and that's his... he started in San Francisco.
Who, Pat Morita?
Pat Morita, yeah.
That was the whole city, even before that.
We have to kick out a couple of comedians out of San Jose Improv, bro. Just standing there watching the whole show.
Fucking clean, oh, yeah?
I'm like, what are you doing here, man?
I'm learning, bro.
I'm a regular comic. No, nothing to learn, man. Go hang out with your boys.
You never heard of?
Uh-huh. Never heard of him.
I remember. I remember when we did San Jose a long time ago, and that one big comedian, Big Worm, was out there right there by the stage.
The burritos?
And then you told him to go walk out as you. Remember? And people were like, what the fuck?
He did not get that fat, dude. I seen a lady say, he did not get that fat.
Because he had the other guy pretend it was
him. Yeah, long hair, too.
Yeah, he was walking out with super humongous. People were like, what? People
are looking more. Those fools that are like so fat that they have long hair, but it's thin.
Yeah, people are clapping, and they stop because they're like, what the fuck? Like,
did he just swallow Felipe?
Big worm went up there, and they were clapping, like all happy. They start feeling sorry for me.
Yeah. Imagine they're
concerned claps.
You put tahini on Felipe and eat them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I shouldn't clap obesity.
Yeah, because there was a big old fat lady that said, oh, my God, he did not get that fat.
And then fucking after...
like a bus driver lady.
Then Felipe came on, everybody died. Like,
you guys thought I let myself go, huh?
Psych.
Yeah. But what the fuck was he doing there, bro? That's like no respect to the game, bro. Like, you wouldn't do that for other comedians. Wait right there in the green by the fucking stage where the comedian are ready to go up.
You see how big he is? He probably couldn't move. His ankles are swollen.
Well, I'll just wait to see you if I was like that, and I'll just give you a fat ass bomb joint and walk away.
Man. I know, man.
Enjoy your stay in San Jose. Quesadich.
If we want to get drop kicked
to the chest.
Oh, man.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? How was Portland? I don't know Johnny was going.
These little world travelers.
Neither did I. Oh, yeah.
What?
What? No, planned out.
No.
It was alone, bro. Let him breathe, dog.
It was, we celebrated 2 years anniversary, me and Stephanie. We stayed at the Alphabet District.
Johnny said, me and my girlfriend are celebrating 2 years anniversary.
2 weeks, 2 weeks.
We should have a blow up, dog. Hey.
We stayed at the, it's funny because because I'm such an L.A. guy, I was just comparing.
L.A. Football Club. Over there. Fernando Manio,
I'm all L.A., bro.
Lakers. L.A. Metro.
I live in Pomona, though. Yeah.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Oh!
I was comparing fucking Portland to fucking, like, L.A. I was like, man, this is fucking Altadena, man.
Uptown Whittier.
Yeah. This is fucking La Cañada right here, man. And,
Montrose.
Yeah, why the fuck did we go over here? But it was cool.
Portland is not La Cañada. Come on.
The part we went to, dude. Yeah, right there where the Goonie ship was?
Downtown and all that stuff?
Like, no, it was cool.
He went to the place where they had the Goonie ships.
The Goonie ships? Yeah.
The Goonie house, right?
Cannon Beach, yeah.
Oh, man, I want to go there.
There's a badass strip club in Portland, dog.
We didn't go.
The vegan one?
No, we didn't make it. They wink at you over there.
Yeah, Lisa told me about we're going to go to... Next time we go to Portland, there's a vegan
strip club.
It's called Diablos, I think.
Yeah, her vagina made a tempeh.
Oh, Diablo.
But it was, dude, I didn't realize how fucking small Portland is because we walked from downtown to our Airbnb and it was like only like fucking a mile from fucking downtown. It's so small and it's all just surrounded by woods. But we had a lot of fucking good food out there.
Yeah, everything centered around the bridges and the water and everything, the waterway.
And then after that,
Don't you have vegan barbecue?
Yeah, we have vegan barbecue with Johnny.
Yeah.
And his sister at, what's that place called? Homegrown? And then next door, there's like the only panaderia in fucking Portland.
Was
right
it
there.
Legit?
It was legit, bro. It was fucking like actual fucking like, there's like nothing but hipsters eating in that place. Like it was like legit like ghetto Mexican restaurant.
Can I get a Maria Conchita Alonso?
It was cool, man. I liked it. We stayed at this cool Airbnb.
That was your first time there? Was it a house or apartment?
It was a condo. Yeah, it was cool.
Because you guys, the fucking owner, didn't stay there in the side.
No. Fuck. Thank God,
I look like toenail clipper. Did you guys see that?
Berman, I bring this up for people out there who order Airbnb. Read everything before you say yes to the Airbnb.
There's a lot of taxes.
There's a lot of taxes. There's a lot of fucking rules. And some of these rules, you just like, you don't want those rules. Like Berman, he got one where... They have to be in by 11 on Friday, on Thursdays.
Oh, I know.
Well, every night. Like every night. O'clock. And it was in Brooklyn, which means Brooklyn. They have to leave Manhattan by 10.
I thought it was a city that never sleeps.
At 10:30. But it was. But the problem was, it wasn't a... He chose the cheapest option, which is what Martin and Johnny were renting out, which is a room inside your apartment. Yeah. So he rented out a room inside an apartment with his cousin, his female cousin. So I think he slept on the floor and she slept on the bed in there.
What am I going to do with this hard on?
And then that's why they had the rules, because those people had to work the next day or something. Did you guys have rules when you
No. It was just me and her.
No filming.
No filming, yeah.
No Johnny.
But we didn't know.
I mean, when you guys rented out your room, did you have rules for the tenant?
No, we should have, but
I'll be out if they go, no farting.
that was crazy when we Airbnb the fucking room, because like me and Johnny cleaned the room, and I remember like the other roommate, he took a picture of the, like, it looked like a fucking, like they held hostages.
Why? What up?
All the, just all the dirt marks, all the dirt on the walls,
old curtains.
So in LA, right?
Yeah.
Here.
So
that place was when they were leaving
it.
Dude.
So I went to go buy new curtains, new sheets for the bed, and for made what? It look for the Airbnb room. And it looked way nicer than it did before. And then, yeah, man, it didn't last long.
Oh, no. Use your shit kickers to walk in there, though.
You got rented out ever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people came through. I read the reviews. People are happy. They're like, it's a good place to put your head.
It's a good place to hide.
Yeah.
The guy was okay with it? You didn't tell him.
We didn't tell shit.
You didn't tell him that there was somebody? Like, so they got kicked
out. This was doing the Airbnb from the guy they were renting.
Yeah.
Wow. Eventually, that's why we got kicked out.
No,
that guy was on board too. That fool was collecting most of the money.
Oh. No, he got kicked out because the roommate, he didn't like that Johnny
told him to clean up.
Yeah.
That was the last straw.
He's a dirty ass fool, huh?
Yeah, we're talking about tying him up and cleaning in front of him. No,
don't vacuum.
People that don't clean though, dog.
Yeah, dude.
It's not in my constitution.
Dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, Daniel. Fuck
what's
you.
Up, fool? What's up, fool? I'm going to be in Arlington, Virginia at D.C. area, Arlington Draft House. This is the comedy club that's also a movie theater during the day, so you can watch like old movies for like $10, buy a beer, and watch the movie, get up. And actually, you could have your own pitcher of beer here. So if anybody out there who has never been to like a place like this that want to come to the show in D.C., it would be a nice experience, man. I don't know.
This weekend, I said put it down on that side.
All right, but I'm gonna keep talking about Arlington because I'm already on a roll here.
Yeah.
So September 20th to the 21st. Okay. Now we're gonna start from the beginning. This weekend, I'll be in Philadelphia, Helium Comedy Club, August 30th to September 1st. Tijuana, Mexico, September 4th, at Antigua Bodega de Papel.
Sí, güey, clásico.
We'll be there, man. With eating tacos. Mine will be vegan. Also, Lancaster, California. Lancaster Performing Arts Center, Antelope Valley Comedy Festival, September 7th. Almost sold out. This is a good show. If you guys are part of the Lancaster Comedy Festival, if you buy a ticket for my show, that ticket will get you in free to all the other shows you want to go to, and you can vote on the people you want to win this comedy contest. We're rooting for Jose Villaseñor, is his name?
No, it's
Luis
Villaseñor. Shout out to Luis Villaseñor. He's been in this contest every fucking year.
Yeah. Jose Luis.
Luis, the name of Luis Villaseñor.
Yeah.
He has been in this contest like the last couple of years. He was in Reno, he didn't win. So hopefully, man, we could help him win. We could give him a guest spot, and you guys could just vote for him. Even not even go to the show. Just vote for him.
Hell yeah.
Here you go.
If you want to get this guy to win, he's bad.
Hell yeah. If we're going to help him win, we don't get a cut?
The fucking one's going to give us, bro.
They told him 10 G's to give 1 G, eh?
I remember when I first met Luis Villaseñor, I saw him. Damn, bro, you're like a clean Benny man now.
Like a...
You don't have the acne.
Yeah. Where does he live?
He lives at IE, yeah.
Straight up IE. That's right.
He's running the Pechanga Comedy Club.
Because I remember we were doing the... I went to Liam's one time. The only time I went. Because that shit is fucking far, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Far. For $150. And I saw Luis Villaseñor showed up with... Carlos Loma, comedian from the IE, also Pomona. And they have backpacks, like Willie Barcena, bro, like brand new ones. Like a Willie Barcena said, you guys need backpacks, bro. You guys need shoulder backpacks.
So
they came in there with their notes and their backpacks, you know, like the side bags, right? Like a mail bag. And they both had one.
A satchel.
And they came in, and they were the only ones with a bar that actually like had jokes to write on or paper. Oh,
professional.
And I'm looking at them going, man, that shit ain't going to work here. unless you have a gun inside of it.
Well,
speaking of Willie Barcena, bro, we're
update,
man. What happened, Willie? What happened, bro?
Well, sources say that on ABC News with Walter Cronkite, Rodrigo Cronkite.
No, yeah, that's a segment here, the Rodrigo News.
So, word on the street. All right, I've tapped four sources. two sources don't want to speak, not on the condition of anonymity, but on the condition of, I guess I don't have anything for me. And two other sources, well, I don't know, a little bird told me. So he got arrested at the airport.
Oh, they were waiting for him.
El Paso?
Yeah, they got him at the airport.
You think somebody that was a victim might have found out they were going to be there and call somebody?
I think he got too cocky, and then he like advertised like a month before, and they calculated it. We got to get him.
But isn't that like?
But do you think they're actually looking for him?
I really don't.
Somebody told him he's.
I think that
In the way that shit went down.
Think,
yeah, they're like, hey man, you guys ain't doing nothing. It's already been 2 months, and then like he's been there twice, and he's coming, man.
So he's been there before.
Yeah, two times before this time.
You got to think about it, they promote on the radio, too.
So he gets arrested.
Yeah, but I don't think the cops are thinking, oh, that's the guy we've been waiting for.
Maybe he shouldn't have called his tour the Teflon Don tour.
Yeah. He did?
No. I slipped out again, dog. You got to do it like, you know, like fucking the killer Bundy. You got to go and sneak out through the air conditioning. So he gets arrested, and then the comic that was with him supposedly put up his house. And I don't have a name, man. Eh?
Weekly.
I thought the person you're talking about owned his house and is modeling in the back.
No, no. Well, the person that got arrested, that seems to be the case, but I guess that's not the case because he didn't put his house up. The other comic put his house up for him, but the thing is, Willie's not returning phone calls to another comedian that's going to be working with him soon. Because he's out on the lam or he's actually incarcerated because he doesn't want to run on homeboy's bail. So, I mean, this is, again, allegedly. So you can't sue us. You got to sue NBC. but, yeah, so that's what's going on.
Weekly update.
Word on the street.
Oh, damn, man. Imagine you're that comedian that had to
post
off your house to bail out Willie Barcella.
How would I not do that? Yeah.
How many people do you think he can really call to ask for a favor like that?
I don't think he knows anybody's
someone
numbers.
Might have to just volunteer that shit.
Yeah, his mom probably told him to go to hell, huh?
I don't think there's one comic that you know that would do that,
I would do it for anybody. Seriously, bro, man.
I would do it for my family.
You got to take it like a
The only way I would do that, if his mom did it at my house, and that fool skips, I'm going to punch you in the face.
You have some collateral there.
Yeah, his mom is going to get beat down.
Ghetto collateral.
He don't show up.
But if he's serving the time right now, or he's like locked up right now, and he gets busted for assault or aggravated assault or whatever it was, the guy that took pictures of his markings, you know, the victim, so to speak, I think the most thing he can probably get is what?
A week?
60 days?
That's nothing.
That's what I'm
wondering. Or nothing. First time offender in Texas. They can't bring old stuff from California to that case.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's not a federal case.
It's just a headache.
That's it.
And it goes a little bit deeper, though.
Deeper, what?
Because you guys know that Bart Reed's son was in law school, right? When he was working at the club?
Yeah.
Well, Bart Reed's son's a prosecutor now. So maybe he's giving him some inside information on how to fight or to lay low and we'll, you know, wash this over. But who knows? He's probably an introductory prosecutor, not on the high level, you know? But who knows, you know? I don't know.
But how common...
That was the music.
Yeah,
that
was on the street. What's a full update?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. How common are those bar fights in El Paso?
Common. People you're born that way, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's waiting for him at the airport.
Oh, hey, Willie's like this. Like, hey, bro. Am I a shooter or what, bro?
That's what brings up what happened at that Walmart, but there's more serious stuff they're looking for.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
They're going to sweat a comedian. I threw a little elbow, bro.
Right. Hey, bro. He stole it.
Unless he was bragging, but I don't think he was bragging.
Nah, fool. You know how that fool is, dog. Bro.
No, but I think.
And then that fool got, you know.
I think somebody called and said he was going to be there because no cops are going, we're going to get on this.
It's like that lady that I was talking to in the block.
It was probably the opener that comedian who put the bill replaced.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
Another conspiracy theory. I'm looking for you, bro.
I remember.
Call up. How about Nick? He don't know shit?
I called both of those fools up and they're acting dumb, dog. Oh, no, I didn't hear about that. I got strep throat.
I remember.
I was like, yeah, right.
What happened, bro?
I remember, like, I guess after, like, a fan listened to, like, the podcast about me talking about Willie, and then somebody messaged Willie. I showed you the message.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody messaged Willie. Hey, bro, Marvin Rizzo's coming for you. Or something like that.
He got mad.
And then he's like, I'm just kidding. I'm a big fan, man. Keep it up, bro. And then he sent me the screenshot. Hey, bro, what the fuck is this? You're talking shit. I'm like, bro, you don't understand how the fucking internet works.
You're sending your friends after me, bro.
I'm younger than your kids. You're going to beat me up, bro?
I have it still, dude. We'll keep talking. I'll find it.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking about. When the guy put his house up, I don't understand that because how much could that bail have been?
Yeah. I think he probably $10,000 and he put out down $1,000 and then Willie's probably staying in jail to get that jail credit. That's what I think.
What do you mean jail credit?
To get it knocked off.
Yeah, so when you get sentenced, say he gave you 20 days, bro, I've been here 26. You guys owe me 6 days, bro. Simple mathematics, bro.
Wow, that's
funny drama though, huh, fool?
But that means that he said that would mean he would say no to bail.
No, well, to at least take bail and like get out, and then just—I mean, I don't know what the fuck. So that's it's chaotic, bro.
Man,
what? Oh,
that's a message.
Yeah, it's pretty threatening, though. Fuck, he could go to jail for that, dog. Yeah. He could go to Facebook jail.
Yeah.
How much is the bail, Mr. Zucker?
Want to read it?
Read it.
Oh, you want to read it?
I'll read it.
If you could scam him for Facebook jail.
Like, fuck that. Let's send him a spray, Eddie.
So that's him right there talking shit in there. He sends me the screenshot.
All right.
He's saying his voice.
Why is one of your friends talking shit to me, bro? What the fuck is up with that shit, bro? This is Mrs. Y. We're not going to out her.
Uh-huh.
Martin Rizzo is gonna take your place in the Latin hiss motherfucking panic Chicano a comedy world. Your comedy is getting old. Hey, bro, baby doll, you're confused. No, I added that part. And then Miss White puts, but I'm pretty sure your sons can beat his ass.
Yeah.
And then the guy that throws
this
the famous
is just fucking with him.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And then the guy that throws the famous elbows from Cali, from LA to El Paso, bro. Fuck off. He says. And then he says to you on the text, do we have a problem I didn't know about, bro? How do you know, dog? They just told you it.
Fans don't know what to say to other comedians, bro.
Nah.
When it comes to stuff like that.
That's all convoluted, they just
say,
but it's funny.
They just don't know what to say. Like, I remember I had to follow, I don't know if it's Willie Wood from the hood, but not the one from the Willie Wood in the Inland Empire.
The real one. The original one.
The tall one. Yeah, the scary one.
Willie. The little guy was Willie.
Yeah, so Willie rocked it, bro.
Little Willie.
No.
Willie Brown is the name, no?
Yeah, he Willie Brown. He
the
rocked.
The original.
I went up after him, right? And then, like, of course, he killed it. They had just turned off the Laker game. So this fucking Chola, she doesn't like my jokes, bro. And she's wearing all Lakered out, bro. Like, she's about to sleep with a towel boy from the Laker, from the Forum. And then she's yelling out shit. And like, hey, man, you lost, Holmes. And she didn't know how to say I suck. You're not fucking funny. Get the fuck out of here. Like, she was open micing and heckling, bro. Like, it was her first time heckling. And she didn't know what to say. So, but she was annoying me anyways, though. You, hey, man, you're done, Holmes. Man, you lost, eh? The other guy beat you, eh?
I would have waterboarded that fat.
The other guy beat you, eh?
That is so funny.
I would waterboard that chick with a schooner, dog.
They don't know how to,
You lost.
There was no competition. I don't know what to say. There was no competition, bitch. You win, eh? And then, like, they broke on confusing her ass too, dog. But they kicked her ass out, dog.
That's so stupid.
She said, I'm gonna get my homies to kill you and shoot your ass. Hey.
And you're gonna lose for real.
Still alive, dog.
So stupid.
Man, it's been. So they started like, bagging on her hard and they kicked her ass out. And she was outside waiting for like 30 minutes. Then they decided to just get in her car and go home and kiss her kids on the forehead and say goodnight.
One of those fat cholas with a dirty house.
They don't know how to socialize, huh?
No, she was chubby, but she was with a bunch of dudes, and I guess she was getting all the attention, but then it was all gone once real talent went up on stage. But that was funny, man. You lost there. He beat you.
It's just ghetto people like that.
And they go, what did he beat me at, bitch? Then she goes, like, what? Fucking you? I lose. They're forfeit. But yeah, man, I got ugly.
You lost, bro.
You lost.
Like if she works like at a restaurant, the car gets declined. You lost right now.
Veterano gave me props in Oxnard when I was opening up for a Fluffy. And then that fool was like, dog, you killed it, homie. You should have been the main liner. The main liner, bro. Instead of headliner. The main liner was the guy who walks in the fucking prison like when and nobody fucked with him.
That's a main vein, dog.
The main liner's in your vein, too.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? We got distracted, but I'm coming back to Las Vegas, Treasure Island, September 13th. Sacramento, the Crest Theater, September 14th. Cabazon, California. This show is almost sold out. Morongo Casino, September 15th. El Paso, Texas. We're going to go watch Willie Barcena on Core TV.
You're going to watch the arraignment.
The live.
September 27th at the Plaza Theater. Corpus Christi, Texas. September 28th at Selena Auditorium, American Bank Center, Los Angeles. Microsoft Theater, October 4th.
Hey, bro. Tell your leader do me a fundraiser, bro.
Oh, they're going to get Willie doing community service on stage for hours.
Another bracelet.
Nonstop.
Man, whoever built him out, man, I hope that fool's very appreciative of him doing that. Baby. That's the goddamn, bro.
That's
a big one, man.
Pretty sure he has a lot of fans out there that will bail him out, dude.
I doubt it. you never know, bro.
A drunk guy, yeah.
Lenny Dykstra got somebody.
Yeah. And OJ. They both got somebody to lay up.
That's what I'm hoping for, man. One day, man, if your shit don't go down, I'm going to leave it in somebody's backyard, bro.
The blind guy.
Do a little backyard comedy show for him.
You're going to do a little Joey Medina.
And pull out some old email for something you said. Show up whenever I'm in town.
You said, man. You said, I have three extra rooms in Lancaster.
According to this document,
I'm just one of those people who actually email me and say, "Man, you know, man, because I know you guys are coming to Chicago, man, and we have two extra rooms. You know, the real can have, imagine, bro.
Like, we should do a show
where we actually took out their offer, bro.
That was something we pitched a show like that, where I show up
to their house. And they just start farting, walking in my underwear.
Right, you actually take them up on the toilet, huh?
Yeah,
you show up on and take them up on their offer. You get a lot of, isn't that a good show? We pitch that.
Instead of hotels, you just say a fan's house.
So Johnny, all quiet over here, bro.
Not everywhere. But
what happened?
You just breathe on the mic.
I'm over here on the island. I'm trying to listen.
Land of Misfit Toys over there.
What happened over there, bro? What's wrong? But what a long face.
Trying to think about these fans inviting you guys over. No fans inviting me over.
Shit, I get invited. I invite myself.
I call the cops on this guy.
Man, we were with Toby Hicks.
Oh, it's blessed to be out here in McAllen.
I needed this.
Oh, it's crazy out here.
You got delayed, huh, fool? What happened, man?
I don't know what happened.
They're working on the plane.
They're working on the plane.
The connecting flight.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Like 2 hours.
You're like, Joe Diaz, American, come on.
I gotta be chill. But then I was going, dude, if this shit gets delayed like that other time, we're going to have to drive. What do you mean you're going to drive? It's 7 hours from here. You ain't going to make no show.
You guys drove through the snow.
From Austin to Houston. So then we hop, the ladies all check it out. If that one doesn't come through and gets canceled, I'm going to put you on a 408 flight, and that'll get you there about half hour before your show.
Fuck,
I'm all cool. And then she's all, excuse me, Mr. Rizzo.
Yeah.
And she looked him up as Mr. Herrera.
Uh-huh.
It's nice to know you have another name.
I've always had two names.
Yeah, fucking alias.
Mark Herrera Rizzo, yeah.
Yeah, I already knew that. And
I didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I knew that because I filled out his tax paperwork. But when I asked him, what should I book you under? He said Martin Rizzo, because my ID says Martin Rizzo.
It's always Rizzo.
My name is Larry, but they said they need to have it Lawrence.
Lawrence. Well, that was a stupid person who didn't know that Larry was a nickname for Lawrence.
Yeah, but she was at the airport this weekend, too.
Yeah, that was the same person.
That lady was dumb, dude.
And then I was like, dude, I'm like, all right, fuck it, dude. So he has to go to ticketing. I'm all, just use my credit card. And I was like, you know what? All right, fuck it. Just call Lisa real quick. What'd I tell her? Get on the phone and just tell her what's going on.
Luckily, I was home and I could take care of it.
But
what's crazy, though, is it was not possible. And I kept asking the woman. I said, how is this possible? This is the second leg of one set of flights.
He already got here.
It's one confirmation number.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the fucking boarding pass.
She told me.
It's stamped.
She told me it does have the same confirmation number, but it's saying not paid.
My whole thing is,
how did it get to point A to point B?
It's one ticket price. I paid.
That lady's so dumb. Like, I was I
said, I booked all those guys' flights the same way. It's not possible. She said, that's how it is, ma'am. And I said, what?
That lady's dumb, dude. Connecting flight. How the fuck did I go through security?
But immediately after I bought the new flight.
Mr. Herrera.
I bought the new leg of the flight.
Uh-huh.
she told Martin, oh, I found you here, or whatever.
Yeah, because she, I think she saw the confirmation.
She saw that
yeah.
the confirmation was updated.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
What the fuck was that? Yeah, that was me. But what happened? The lady, when we checked in at the hotel last night, she kept playing with her credit card. Your card's being denied. What seems to be the problem? That's too quiet. What if this? What if this? I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm going to get a soda.
You don't wash your hands, dog.
I came back. She said, oh, I figured it out.
Where was this?
It's already paid for.
Where was this?
In San Diego last night. The Marriott.
I figured it out. It's already paid for. Okay, good job.
Oh, man. That's the best way to handle
that. They should make you manager.
I said, I'll get a soda.
These people are too much. But see, my whole thing is like, all right, what if that's the case? We got to solve it before we take off, dude.
What am I going to do?
You know? And it's like, my whole thing, what if we miss the fucking show, dog? And it's like, oh my God, and there's three of us here? Time to call people from McAllen.
Oh, that's what I was saying, yeah.
But you know what? Luckily, you were delayed because of that issue. Because we would have had it. You only had 40 minutes.
Yeah, it would have popped up. And that would have delayed you not getting on the flight or nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, I'm over here like thinking about, all right, dude, let me just go get a rental and shit. And it's like, it's 7 hours from here. The lady says it's 8. I was like, motherfucker, relax. We're going to get there, dog. So even funny. If I have to steal a plane.
Toby just wants to go home and get paid for the second show.
I'm like, fuck, dude. It's because it shit pops up, dog, and you got to adapt, dog. You if you don't do it quick, it out, dude.
Yeah. And then we're on the runway.
We're not always going to have Lisa on the phone, like, to be all like,
I was
you know?
I almost was at the bank. I you went know what I mean? It's like, later, fuck, dude.
And it's like, you're going to call this fool? What? He doesn't know what's fucking cracking. And we got to solve it, dog. If not, what the fuck, dude?
And then we're on the runway for a long time, too, dude.
You're on the runway also for a long time?
Yeah, 25 minutes, dog. Again, that was another delay. So we got there. We went straight to the, and then Toby had to go shower. It's like, fool, you're a toothpick, dog.
You have no hair.
I can't be on stage smelling like this.
You go shower with a wet rag, bro.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
You shower
dog.
In the sink.
No hair, bro.
What are you talking about? You biting your nails?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you got to put polish.
Oh, man.
How they going to take you serious? Like, that's why you ain't married.
He said,
because he bites his finger.
He said, you know, he told me I need to get a manicure, so I won't bite my fingernails.
Because they put on this little polish on there, you're going to bite it, it's going to taste nasty, and you ain't going to bite them again. No, it's only like, I mean, I know a lot of brothers get it done and they go get manicured. Yeah. You know, they have nice long nails, but you know, you got little itty bitty hands, so those hands should stay how they are.
He's nervous.
Yeah, those are like for action figures and chicks. Oh, man. And yeah, this is a cool little handful.
Toby has like high etiquette though.
It's
like,
symmetrical. It's not
like, you can't cough at the table. You can't sneeze. Oh, you're gonna sneeze.
Well, he's raised by a grandmother though.
That's what happened.
His immunes are his immune system. Bro,
you're stealing my food.
We were at a new hotel, dude, and I dropped like 3 M&Ms and I picked them up and ate them. He's like, I can't believe you just did it.
His immune system won't be able to take it. He'll die.
Well, I adapt, dog. I don't give a fuck.
Acclimate,
bro.
Growing up. You drop 3 M&Ms, my dad would try to pick that shit up and eat it right away. Anything, bro. I drop the ice cream, bro. You cut the part that hits the ground.
People are like, oh, survivor. It's a 3-second rule. I don't give a fuck how many seconds.
But I'm not going to be at a party and eat an eclair off the trash can, bro. Like, George Costanza.
Well, it depends on how big that eclair is. Bro.
I've done that before, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, they caught you?
70 caught me. What the fuck are you
doing? I used to work at a restaurant.
Like, at your house?
At her house. I remember.
It was like a donut. It was a donut.
That donut could be inside of a new donut box untouched.
It was a fucking
it's a plastic.
And she it was a tear to Hawaii.
It was a tiramisu. That's what it was. And tiramisu? It was above. Yeah,
tiramisu.
It was above what?
It was like inside a wrapper. So I just got out of trash, and she's like, "What? Are you my trash?" I'm like,
one time, I
was good though.
It was good.
Dude, I work at the restaurant called Jose's, dog, and they had those camarones de la diabla, and they had them al mojo de ajo. Some lady ate one, dog, and they come with 25. Well, I had 24 that day. Yeah. I ate them.
So left it there. You ate like Peter Chen?
Yeah, no, I just fucking took it to the back, fool. Scraped that shit off.
Hell yeah!
Oh man,
I had that fool put some more sauce on them for me.
Didn't you say that? Complained at Chuck E. Cheese because we're at a party. And then we eat our pizza, and then we leave the pizza behind, and they found out that somebody got a leftover pizza and made a puzzle pizza.
They drizzle cheese over there and make it look
infuse it. Just throw it up with cheese on top of pizza.
If you go
to... But never get it, wait a minute, man. I got a diamond slice.
These things don't make sense.
If you go to
these ain't symmetrical.
I got a hexagon here.
When you go to Chuck E. Cheese, the pieces never match up, and people are saying that, oh, maybe fucking they just get like leftover pizzas, they make a new pizza. Yeah. And there's video of people going to fucking Chuck E. Cheese and they're like, oh my gosh, what the fuck? And they came out with a statement saying that they use that one fucking pizza cutter. That one's kind of like a...
Yeah.
It's like a rocking one,
yeah. But,
right?
But that they cut it before they bake the fucking pizza and it's still doughy. So it's like, why the fuck do you cut it like that?
It's just that's perforated. And you
what are you doing at fucking Chuck E. Cheese anyways with a little ass hand?
I have nieces and nephews.
Yeah, that was the first time Chuck E. Cheese bomb, man. The pizza ain't that great, right?
No.
I go there for the fights.
The fights. The Mojos?
Did you grow up on Chuck E. Cheese?
Shakey's. It was more Shakey's.
Oh, yeah. But I was telling you guys, they're like Bunch of Lunch. They don't make it as good as they make the regular Shakey's pizza and Mojos.
They want you to
No. They look, they're like fucking, dude, they make those things cheaply, dog.
Shakey's, the only thing, nah, Shakey's, like, it's like Chuck E. Cheese. You gotta just make up an animal there, man. They're no mascot, right? Just video games.
It's a mouse,
rat, right?
Yeah, mouse, rat. Yeah.
No, the rat Shakey's. Is Chuck E. Cheese. Shakey's.
Oh, what did you? Oh, Shakey's. Sorry,
Shakey's is just pizza. an old pizza parlor.
Yeah. Mojo Pizza, the bomb.
Fuck yeah, the fried chicken is the shit too, dog.
They fried potatoes the way they fried chicken.
Yeah,
and
dude.
They put in a flour and an egg, I guess, and they
There's this place on the road on the turnpike, Jersey Turnpike, going down to Atlantic City from New York. And I used to always stop there and get the fried chicken fries. Mm. And they're potatoes, but they've been fried with a batter for the fried chicken.
That shit sounds
it.
Good, too, man.
They were good.
Give me a little jar of ranch.
They were very fattening, but they're
I remember me and my friends went to Shakey's, and my friends were like, dude, they give you free Mojos. They give you refills on Mojos, refills. You know? So, fuck yeah. So we got there. They gave us the Mojos. Before we got pizza, we just ate the Mojos right away. Like, we were ready for a refill. Like, we don't fucking get refills. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
We fucked up our friend, dude.
Fucking idiot.
Shakey was the first place I ever had blue cheese dressing.
Oh, yeah?
And everything
on a
else
salad?
After that tastes like shit. Yeah, because their blue cheese tastes exactly like Bob's Big Boy blue cheese.
That's good dressing because they sell it at Stater Brothers. They come in the little jars.
Yeah, man, but my dad liked blue cheese so much that he went home and bought Wishbone. Sucks.
Yeah, and it has
Wishbone
to be
cold. Sucks, dude.
It's just squirt bottle fucking dressing. Because I only like it on Cobb salads. I like blue cheese.
And then Hidden Ranch with the best ranch.
Yeah, dog.
Killing the game.
Oh, with pizza. When the first time I fucking met up fucking ranch with pizza. Oh, my
oh, fuck. When you dip
oh,
it in.
Oh, fool.
When was that?
Nah, the first just time ranch, I tasted ranch with pizza, I was like, oh my God, this is a fucking revolutionary.
I know the first time I had ranch with fries was in Tucson, Arizona. Oh,
that's good too,
at
though.
At EG's. Shout out to EG's in Tucson. They make fries with everything, man. They make pizza fries. They have mozzarella, much mozzarella, and they put marinara sauce.
Right?
Pepperonis. And they have garlic fries, and they have Parmesan cheese fries. But what I had was garlic fries
bomb.
With bacon bits on top. Last ranch.
I was gonna say, you know what else was used to be good back in the day? And you used to eat that shit even before we ate the pizza.
What?
Crazy bread, dog. Ooh, when it first came out,
you said you used to fuck up only crazy bread at
my God.
Caesars, right?
We were driving back. We talked about crazy bread for like 30 minutes in the car.
Crazy bread when it's nice and warm and fresh.
From Little Caesars.
Shit.
I heard a bag that told me, man, fuck a crazy bread.
It's just
and then with
bread
their marinara
and butter.
Was all thick, dog. Their marinara, dog.
Yeah.
Fuck,
like
dude.
It's a quarter to get an extra marinara, but
oh, yeah.
It's worth it.
It was worth it, dog. Nice, thick, and rich. But what they did in the old country.
Did you want to order just breadsticks or just pizza and breadsticks?
You can just order the breadsticks and be cool with that butter. Dude, it's fucking, it's good. It's,
yeah, but you need a little cheese too, dog. A couple of slices.
I was telling these guys, I was giving a lift to a couple, and it was a British guy, and her wife was American.
Sure, yeah.
And she was trying to explain to him what Little Caesars was, and he didn't get it.
The British guy did not get it. Like, why the little guy?
With the Roman name.
Yeah, it's a little Roman.
Yeah, you didn't get it. He's like, why does he say pizza pizza? Like, I don't know. He just
but she was saying how good it was, right?
She was like, it's the shittiest, greatest pizza you've ever had.
Didn't that guy say a little joke? Hey, have you heard the joke about how Mexicans cut their pizza?
Little Caesars.
He knew that joke? He knew the joke?
Nah.
Oh, man. So, we were talking about this the last time, but I went to go do a show in Tucson, right? The last year. And right next to us, there was a couple, and the guy was like, I don't know, he was my age, but older, but he was tore, fucking drunk as fuck.
And he was the casino fool. Yeah, he fucked up the bedroom.
And he was there with his mom and his daughter. No, his mom and his son and his lady who looked like, he fucked up my room like a wrecking ball.
Oh, Hannah Montana.
She's like Miley Cyrus. She had that short hair. She was a teacher.
Yeah, and then, anyways, she didn't do the. I didn't go out there and meet anybody, but Martin Rizzo ran into her, right? What happened, bro?
Wait, what were you talking about?
She was the one that said that her husband tore up the room.
Oh, okay.
It disappeared, right?
Yeah.
It's coming back. It's coming back. What show was this?
She came up to you. She was in Arizona.
She said that he got paranoid.
Oh, okay. So what happened? Okay, so we're okay. So her wife, this older fucking, she looked like fucking Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah,
from with a
tan. Yeah, with a tan. Yeah,
not that messed up of a face.
Yeah, yeah. Like she looks like she divorced Ivan Drago. Went to Malibu in the '80s. So what happened?
She looks like Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah,
not as tore back though.
No,
you know those smoker creases, not like that.
So I remember she came up to me and I was at the merch table and she was like, "Oh, is Felipe here?"
Cute.
And I was like, "Oh, he's gonna come out in a bit. He should come out in a bit." And then after that, she told me, "Oh, I told Felipe that last time I was here, because you're all were staying in the same hotel."
Yeah.
And then she saw you in the lobby and she took a picture with you and she was calling her husband, telling him, "Hey, I'm Felipe's here." So I guess the husband was all drunk and drugged up that he thought that you got a hotel room there to fucking be like there with him, you know? And then he started fucking tearing up the room. He fucking fucked up the whole room.
In a rage, huh?
In a rage, drunken, drugged rage, yeah.
Wait, he thought Felipe had gotten a hotel?
Yeah, because we're.
Him?
Yeah.
Tell me that,
bro.
Part.
I'm hanging out at the hotel because I'm performing here.
Or he thought he was there. Like, he's like, why the fuck are you there with Felipe, you know? But yeah, he's in the same fucking hotel.
That's what I want in my life, an old horse.
And then fucking he just tore up the whole fucking, the whole room, hotel room. But they got charged, like, I think, like, $2,000.
That was an
like
excuse to go party, dog. What the fuck's he talking about?
Yeah,
I know. You'll find any excuse to go fuck, though. He disappeared, right?
And I guess he left, but it was still the credit card on it. And then she was there. She was like, "Yeah, I want to tell him that crazy story." I'm like, "I don't know, man."
Imagine, bro,
I would run into that phone and know what's going on.
And I think she was still with that guy. I think that guy was still there.
Of course, bro. Perfect love.
Yeah.
That's how we
crazy jealous.
Every 6 months, we have a big fallout.
Yeah.
Together.
But that's crazy, man. Like, to think that way, that means he's doing shit.
Yeah. I mean, he must have fucking, like
that's
to actually think something like that crazy, is that mean that he's done that before or has been involved in cheating?
Because they got
parties and takes off like that after you're married, though. Yeah. I can understand your boyfriend and girlfriend.
They
can't
got
be
a,
running away after
they
that.
They got a hotel to be close to the show. That's right.
Yeah, because the mom was there. She was going to the show.
Yeah,
and then
the whole
son.
Family was
we
there.
We seen him the next morning, and she was telling him, like, the story.
Because of this mother.
Yeah, and then we were there with Larry Bubbles Brown because we ate at that little buffet before he took off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You don't even know what happened last night. Oh, what happened? And then she told us that little story. And the mom was like, "Yeah, me.
Damn."
The little girl said, "Mer."
I was like, "Fuck, who lives like that, dog?"
Fucking Arizona people.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That's like crazy,
insane.
Dog.
That's something you
I got
do.
A room, bro.
Oh, like.
Yeah.
Be with Hannah Montana's mom. Hey, I'm part of the, she should have told him, he's part of the book club.
Yeah, that's some close.
What's up with that fool, bro? They wanted your fucking window open, bro, in the airplane.
Oh my God, dude. See, dude, and it's happened before with a lady. So, I mean, I usually get the window, you know, thank the Lord, you know, thank the manager, shit. So I'm chilling, right? And this is the second flight, you know. This fool gives me a little edible, a nice smooth one, dude, that he fucking hooked up with homeboy from up north. And they were like, nice and chill, nothing fucking dramatic and crazy. And the second flight, I go in there to sit down, and then this little fucking little rabble rouser, like little fucking Yosemite Sam with no mustache, little old man, all tough. He was probably tough. He used to probably talk shit to the wife. He used to beat his kids and do what he says. But not tonight, dog. So I'm sitting there, right? Got my little headphones on, dude. You know, listening to my tunes as we do. And this he's all, "Hey, can you pull up the window for takeoff? Because I need to see the runway. I need to see the sky." I'm, "Nah, you should have bought a window seat. It's not happening today." This is what I hear. I was like, "This is what happened to baby dog again?" It's not my baby.
I heard that guy fighting on Lady Dykstra.
Wow.
Dude, I was like, dude, this was having a tantrum. And I was like, and then so I just like, I start rocking out, though.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, though? And then he starts going like this.
You had no headphones, bro.
Yeah, he had no headphones.
He's rocking to your
rock it up to the devil, bro.
Yeah. So then, dude, and this is my little trick on how I put my seat back. When the airplane's taken off, because they tell you to put the seat up, when it's taken off and right when it lifts up and gets in the sky, I hit the little button. I go, and then that's when it's till the end of the flight, right? So then he starts looking over. And he's like, oh, how we do that? Yeah. I was like, you hit that little button. And then like 20 minutes later, he like, you know, his little ego got away from him. And he puts the seat down. And he's all, and he's all next to me like, all comfortable now, dog. Little feet all up in the air. Tiny little dude, dog. 5'2". You know me, dog. So I waited for this fool to go to sleep, dog.
Yeah,
as soon as you go to sleep, dog. Excuse me, sir. I need to get up and use the boys' room. Oh,
man. That's how I get up too.
Hey,
that's how I get the guy behind me.
Right?
When the guy behind me, like the guy behind me kicking the thing, or he's doing something that really annoys me. As soon as that fool gets his drink, I pretend I'm sleeping, and I just lean back and make it uncomfortable to get his drink.
I'm a cool motherfucker, dog. But if you're being a dick, dude, I'm gonna get you somehow, dog. So then. So I get up and use the restroom, dog. Come back, and I wait for that fool to go to sleep again, dog. This time I gave him about 5 minutes, dog. Excuse me, sir. I gotta use the little boys' room again. I don't know what's wrong with you. Who was I get up? I let one rip, dog. And this was a good one, dog.
When you're walking away,
yeah, but you know mine are silent, dog.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at it like an ostrich, dog. It's 3 hours at turn. Fool. So we're getting ready to land. I need you to put the window up. And I'm like,
I can't hear you, motherfucker.
I can't hear you, dog. I was like that part of Tommy Boy, fool, when they're talking about Bo Derek. He's all drunk. Fool, I'm acting all dumb. And he's all, hey, man, like I said, dude, next time, buy yourself a window seat. You can do whatever you want with the window. It's not happening today. Maybe, you know, you're like that to your kids and they do whatever you want, but you're not my father.
You told him that.
Oh, honestly, man.
If I said that, I would have socked in the face.
That fool, dude. Mr. That fool was. And it's so funny because they can't do shit, dog. If he gets crazy, dog, they'll tackle him or, you know, as a team.
Put a pressure on him and throw him off.
And then the air marshals will get him and he can never fly again. So you're tough to a point, dog.
Him and Willie going to be in the back seat. What are you here for?
But it's like, dude, come on, man. And, dude, I let that little fool put his little elbows on. I was like this the whole flight, tucking in my arms. Dude, do what you want, but you're not going to open the window and you're not going to have your way, dog. Now, if he was nice, here you go. How about we switch seats for $100? How about $150? You know what I mean?
That's a problem when the people, like, when taking off and it's morning, and there's one dude on the other side with a window open.
Oh, my God. Dog. Yeah.
That's me.
That's the just finished telling your stupid ass. Close the window because we're going to keep the plane won't cool.
Yeah,
for the remainder of the flight. It's hot.
Oh, and you know what's funny about that old man? He tried to tell the wait to the stewardess. He's like, I'm sorry, we can't do anything, sir. What you need to do is get yourself some headphones next time. She keeps walking.
Like that? Like that?
He had no headphones. He had nothing to do but just sit there and be stupid.
He was going like this. I'm sorry.
Twiddling his thumbs.
He was going like this. Oh, I'm mad.
No book, no newspaper.
And then he did it in reverse. Hey?
he got bored and then he just twiddled the other way.
Yeah, he did it in reverse, dog.
Or he lost count. Like,
it was hilarious, dog.
That guy needs a
bite. He tortured himself.
I often feel like doing stuff like that, but then I feel like I'm going to run into this person at some point. I'm going to need something from them. I feel like in LA, when I cut somebody off or something, or I have a big altercation on the freeway or something, like, or you're mad dogging somebody after I cut them off or whatever. I feel like that person, I'm going to have a meeting with that person at some point. You know, they're going to be the person I'm meeting with, you know, or a job interview or whatever it might be. And I'm going to. Because I just feel like it's my luck that would happen.
Rodrigo.
Well.
No, I know. Like curb your enthusiasm. Like it could happen like that. Yeah. That's how I feel. You know, I feel afraid to do something with somebody like that because it'll come back to me.
I would look at the dirty shoes and
well, that's true. That's true too. There's other clues for you.
He reminded me of Cotton from King of the Hill because he had little high water pants.
I kill Pity Man.
And like those little boots that you could tell those are like the only shoes he wears, dog.
Good ankle.
I could be a dick and tie his little shoes to the little thing on the seat, dog.
I kill Pity Man. That guy just needs a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
There was a guy sitting on my window seat, bro. And then, like, the fool got up, and, like, his wife was sitting over there, bro. He gave me the look, like, if I was going to ask him if he could see his wife. And I just looked at both of them. I didn't even look at her, bro. I just looked at him. And I just sat down and closed my eyes.
Separating families, bro.
How does it feel, bro? We got children separated. You and your wife could be fucking apart for a whole fucking two-hour flight.
It's not going to happen in my watch.
Oh, shit.
Some guy asked me, man, because I was about to get my middle seat, and there was a guy sitting there with a lady, and he goes, oh, man, if I can have this seat, because I was going to sit in the other aisle seat, he got the same aisle, and I told him, only if you say pretty please.
You said that for real?
Yeah, and he said pretty please, all right.
Damn.
I would get socked again if I said that.
If they ask me, dog, and I don't want to move, I'd be like, listen, we're not
if I don't see a please in the conversation, because I feel like they're the one that's winning in this deal, bro. I don't get no hat. I'm pretty much not going to say thank you either, dog.
Well, like I'm not going to give a window seat for an aisle seat or a middle seat, but I'm also going to give front American Airlines or Delta going, we're not flying Southwest today. This is assigned seating.
That's a verbal currency right there.
There you go. Right? It's like Bitcoin, but in words.
Yeah, exactly.
Cuss that each.
You'll be sitting down in Southwest and be going saving this seat.
Yeah, yeah.
You take it?
Nah, fool. I don't want no fucking to deal with that bullshit, dog. Even though, but you know, they'll start telling them, dude, that you can't save the seats. And then some people, no. Yeah. We're waiting. I'm like, sorry, but you got to make it for this person right here.
Oh, remember that next time.
Yeah, dude.
So we're not saving seats.
Nope. The no saving seats tool.
Toby gets up a lot, though.
He has to let out that little beer from his little, what is that called? Where you hold your urine.
Toby's not naturally skinny, I think. Yeah. He eats salads all the time. He eats fruits. He doesn't eat bread. I think,
Well, you're saying he's an alien?
No, he's not natural. I can't chew.
I can't chew it for me, Rizzo. What?
Nah, that fool's been skinny his whole life. I want to see pictures when he was a little kid, dog.
Yeah.
We met a dude from Stillmar in McAllen.
Oh, yeah. Thug Misfit, man.
Thank you very much for bringing us those papes.
Hell yeah, fool. What's up, Doc?
Saved that day.
Super happy, man. They went to the Noble Theater last year.
Yeah, we met a couple at the end of the show. Forgot their name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they were from around there.
Yeah. That was cool, man.
Then we met, and then we did the Lubbock the next day, right? In and Out, huh?
Yeah, man. Lubbock, home of Buddy Holly, man.
Fucking hot.
Super hot, huh?
Yeah, dude.
I ate like two Impossible Burgers. Yeah, on the weekend. As soon as I got there, I just ordered them, bro. I was hungry.
Yeah, I ate Impossible Burgers.
Would you eat anything good?
What did we
eat? Hell, you were starving now.
Chipotle, but I ate it after. What did we have the day before that, though? We had kebabs, right? Mediterranean food?
Yeah, Mediterranean food. It was all right. It was Charlene Manson.
But nothing beats those... All you guys chose the wrong time to be vegan, man. Why? Should have waited until after Popeye's chicken
sandwich. How is it? I heard it's fucking bomb, dude.
I want to try it, dog.
They run out, right?
So I had to go to the one in Boyle Heights that's open 24 hours. What's it called?
24-hour Popeye's?
It's across the street from the hospital.
Whoa. Yeah.
White Hospital?
I'm Marengo, yeah. So
you set an alarm like 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So I went there. Long line.
Long line at 4 in the morning?
No, it was at 2 in the morning. Long line. Right after bars. Yeah. Nothing but nurses and doctors and the regular people, too. But then the next day, me and Steph were like, let's go get some more. And then we drove to 3 fucking Popeyes. They were all fucking, they all ran now. There's like signs.
Isn't that good? What is it? Like, it's Nashville hot chickens everywhere, though.
Dude, there's something different here.
Is it the hot chicken?
You know, it's big, right? You know they're putting crack in that shit on something.
Yeah, there's drugs in there.
Better than Jack in the Box?
Better, dude. It's tender. The bread, buttery. The chicken, it's like greasy. The best way I can describe is, you know when you take a bite of a sandwich, you can like, you feel your teeth go through layers, bread and meat. It's one fucking bite and you go through everything. Bread and chicken at once. Melts in your mouth. I'm a skeptic, you know? I'm always like those kind of guys, like, man, I don't believe the hype, you know?
You're not a skeptic. He's LA.
You fall for it. Yeah, you're not a skeptic at all, man.
Did you know Johnny was coming to Portland?
Maybe you're a skeptic. Remember you meant septic.
Yeah. Septic. I'm a septic. I'm a septic tank.
Good food. Rash dressing on it?
No, you don't. It's just minimal sauce, bro. It fucking tastes good. Oh, my gosh. And me, I was like, we drove to
better
fucking
Chick-fil-A?
Dude, way better.
Dude, I heard they fucking put those fools to shame, though.
But what makes it different? The batter?
You know, I think it's like the buttermilk fried chicken,
dude,
the bread, the sauce, and it's just so tender.
So there's sauce on it. What kind of sauce?
It's like pink sauce.
Is it that Popeye sauce Popeye they put sauce, on the sandwich?
Yeah. I don't know. I never had Popeye's almost Popeye's like, in my life, so I don't know.
But it's so good. It's
a spicy. Yeah. Like,
is almost it like super spicy?
No, no, no. You can together, get spicy no. or you can get regular. But, dude, it's just, like I said, one bite and just go through everything like that.
Just
it's
melts.
KFC is coming out with a Beyond Meat vegan chicken.
Yeah. Well, what's funny, though, is that that chicken sandwich was released on the 12th of August and nobody did
nobody.
Anything. Nobody said anything. Until
who started this shit?
It was the tweet from Chick-fil-A.
We were first.
Talking
we
shit.
We were first yeah, talking shit and it blew up in their faces. Because then people started going, Popeyes has a chicken sandwich? Like, they didn't do their own they don't need to do any out. Advertising, no.
Then people made their own memes. Popeyes loves gays.
Dude, right. Yeah. Like,
I haven't seen Popeyes get this much presents ever. Since
ever.
Change their logo,
and
right?
Well, are they still only in
even
the
even
a
commercial
Coast
love
that
chicken
Coast.
At Popeyes.
In the South, no?
They're in the South now? Yeah. East Coast, too, now? Because they didn't used to exist. It was only West Coast.
They've been getting bigger in the last 10 years here, too. There's more. But it was only selective.
Oh, that's right. There's Louisiana. That's
yeah, they used
started.
To, yeah, that
right.
one. And they used to be like just pioneer chicken. Like every, yeah.
Because we just had
places,
churches.
Sporadic.
In Ohio. We had churches.
Done right.
Churches biscuits.
Yeah, the honey biscuits. But I've never
Papa is the one to give you the biscuit and the honey, right? And it tastes
good.
But I've never seen a fast food chain restaurant get this much hype for fucking just an item on their menu like this. Not even fucking one like
the
McRib.
No, nothing, dude.
I think
yeah,
it's like,
or the Shamrock Shake.
People are like finally comparing Popeyes to Chick-fil-A chicken, and they're like, oh, shit, it's pretty much the same.
But Popeyes never had a sandwich before, though, either. Yeah. That's another thing, right? Right? They've always just been like
just
box
popcorn
of chicken,
popcorn
just like
shrimp,
KFC.
And KFC had their sandwich, but they had the little chicken tenders.
Well, I know they do. They still do those, the little ones.
And they had the
Baconator.
Who has the Baconator?
Snackers.
Yeah.
Baconator?
I think that's
Carl's. No,
no. It was like a boneless breast wrapped around with bacon.
I think that's Wendy's. No,
I don't know.
I don't know. My ex's mom used to make that. That shit's good.
She worked at Wendy's.
She worked at Popeyes.
She was Wendy's.
She worked at Popeyes.
Yeah, it sounds. My mom always says Popeyes.
I'll make it
like that.
Making sandwiches with a patch on her eye, huh?
You want to call it Popeye?
I was like, Popeye. Is like,
but that's how they say Popeye in Spanish.
That's how it's called. Yeah, it's Spanish.
No, viste a Popeye en la tele en las caricaturas? Sí, güey. Está muy chingón, güey.
But, I learned that when we had that fish, that Popeye fish, and I was looking Popeye. Up in it, and I saw that.
That's good, too, though.
Popeye fish?
A little catfish?
No. A fish called a Popeye goldfish because it has big balloon eyes.
Like, those are bomb.
They have big eyes that stick out.
But to drive to three different locations to try to get this chicken, like, and before fucking she had to go to work, and fucking that's gambling hey. Your fucking job, bro. It's not good.
Thank God you drive Lyft.
We drove by yesterday a Popeye's. I don't know if it was. Yesterday, on the way home, there were people standing in line.
You mean the one in Boyle
Heights? I think so.
Because we got gas in Boyle Heights.
It might have been when you were driving with me.
Yeah.
Earlier in the day.
But yeah, that shit fucking took
the
off.
The line was outside, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
And what was the sandwich cost? $4?
$3.99.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Fucking compared good to price. A Chick-fil-A or $7 or $8?
Yeah, no, dude. Chick-fil-A's not
like
seven
five
or
something.
Eight. Yeah, like $4 or $5.
Oh, man.
And you get it with a soda and fries?
Yeah. Y'all should relapse for one day.
It's spicy.
Should we relapse?
Relapse one day.
What was happening?
Don't go vegan for one day. Like that Amish holiday at Rumshmamushka? What's it called?
Rumspring.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Rumshmamushka.
Rumspring.
Wait, one day or right. 1 week, they just do whatever they want. And
not
then,
a week. It's like a whole
a summer, right?
Oh, summer. Whole summer, yeah. Or a whole 6 weeks.
Rumspring.
Rumshmamushka.
Go hoe out in the city, huh?
Yeah. That's not the show, man.
Hoe it up, man.
Yeah,
that's
you used
do.
To watch the Amish in the City or something, what it was called. And that was like. Basically, it was their Rumspring. They were following
good
them.
Good documentary. Too.
Ezekiel, please behave in
and
New
and some
York
of them
City.
Did go back because they would be shunned from their family if they didn't return.
Shun. What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
So Jehovah's Witnesses, too, right? Oh, you're not Jehovah's Witnesses.
No.
Dustin.
We don't do that.
You're Victory Outreach.
Victory Outreach, right?
Yeah.
You're the Born Again.
Outreach Mexican.
I was a Jehovah's Witness for a bit.
You were?
Yeah, you were.
Oh. Yeah,
I knew Dustin was hardcore, like, growing up.
You know how hard it is to have that many wives in the kitchen at once, man?
Jehovah's Witness? What?
You know, they married a bunch of women.
Mormon.
No, they
Mormon.
Don't. That's Mormon.
Oh, Mormon.
Dude.
Oh, Mormon. I'm fucking on my own religion.
That's your fake religion.
They're my Mormon.
I'm still my mom.
You gotta work on that punchline.
Mormon, then. You know how many women in one kitchen?
Right. You have shows coming up, fool? March and Rizzo?
Yeah, Friday, Boyle Heights at this gallery, the art gallery. What's it called? Oh no, Thursday I'm doing a show at the Long Beach Aquarium. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, you're hosting that thing, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of going with Isaac. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
I thought
yeah.
it was a weekend thing.
No, no, it's Thursday. Oh, I'm gonna do jokes about ceviche there.
I'm not
going
down for that.
Mojarras.
Mojarra fritas.
You have shows, fool?
Got Thursday UCB Color People time.
Ooh.
8 o'clock.
Viva los jokes with Martin Moreno, September 10th in Riverside.
You know what, Ressa? I'm doing the brunch comedy, eh? Comedy 11. Here's the comedy show at 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. the Sunday.
Yeah.
Who does? Oh, my.
Brunch.
Sunday
brunch.
Service.
Yeah, Sunday service. With Martin and Hood.
People Ressa. Show up for that shit? Just yeah. Mega Man, huh?
What time?
I think it's at like 10 a.m.
You're doing
or
that?
Noon. No. Oh. We're doing Viva los jokes with Martin, September 10th. In Riverside at the Life Arts Center. But yeah, that's his weekly show on Sundays.
He is doing that. Yeah. So the second one he did, somebody else hosted, right? And then I thought, I was like, oh,
yeah, I think George did it that weekend.
Oh, George,
yeah.
Okay.
Because they were gone? Yeah. Yeah, they were gone or something.
You know what, Ressa?
All right, wrap it up. Let's go.
So we're going to find out more updates later on?
Whatever comes in to the database, we'll definitely update you guys and see if there's a Kickstarter fund.
You got two gigs, right?
Two gigs?
You got winning two gigs.
No. What's his name? Martin hooked up two gigs with him.
Okay.
You're gonna bake him a cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Gluten
free though. I don't want to get fat, bro.
Like gluten free cake then, Willie.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? Thank you, Lisa Esparza, Martin Rizzo, Johnny Roque, and Rodrigo Torres, co-host of the year, bro. What do you want? You still doing Yeah Man?
Yeah, man. It's out.
And yours, bro?
Swap by the bar every week, yeah.
Bro, it's just... You said there was a guy there that paid for your Netflix because he likes your podcast?
Yeah, so there's this guy, Emil Reyes. Shout out to Emil Reyes. Yeah, he's a fan of the podcast. And he's a sponsor because he pays for me and Stephanie's HBO Go.
That's awesome. Every month, yeah.
You know it's Barry Sobel, dog.
Yeah.
Wait, he's just doing this out of the kindness of
yeah,
my heart?
Yeah, he likes
a screenshot of your butt, dude.
Oh, my God.
He likes the podcast and he likes the videos.
He loves the videos.
So he's paying for your Netflix.
So if he ever gets mad at you, he'll turn it off.
Yeah, so as long as I mention him every podcast, because he's a fan of the podcast. So
did
I
mention him today?
Yeah, I mentioned him right now.
Mil
Reyes. He went to the San Jose show last week.
Who said you could get free advertising away?
What does HBO Go cost?
I don't know.
$14.
A month? Okay.
Yeah. Without cable. You don't have to have any cable.
You guys want the password?
No,
we have HBO now. $140
for a year of promotion. He's a winner. You better send a Hulu account too.
I know. No,
better send me a dick pic or I'll cut you off.
That's crazy. So that's weird. Week. He wants something. He's gonna call that favor.
Yeah, one day you guys are gonna be doing your videos and.
Are you looking for a grip guy?
Where do I put mine, dog?
He's gonna suggest you go on the Snapchat premium.
Yeah,
drop my lights.
Wasn't there that other couple that followed you, and you followed them? That they were doing basically porn on Snapchat, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It wasn't porn, but it was like she was nude, and it was suggestive, and
that dude looked like Memo, bro.
He was, yeah. Well, I shouldn't.
Dude, I don't want to see porno stars do that shit.
I wonder if the guy ever did porn, though. He looked like Memo, the guy who does...
Nah, fool. You got to have skills to do that.
I don't know what
a
lady's
dog.
Name, but she does have a...
It's Tattoo Princess or
Tattoo
something
Tattoo Princess.
Like that.
You got to be like an athletic fool. Like, dude, you have to have all that shit, dude. You can't... Not just a normal fool can walk
Tattooed
up there.
Tattooed Princess.
Something like that.
And she basically just eat tacos, right?
She loves tacos. And she lost a bunch of weight, I think, years ago. And
she's young, too, right?
Yeah, like early 20s.
The guy's like 40?
I thought so. I don't
daddy
know.
Issues over here.
What's up, fool? Maybe I get together with him, bro. What's up, Rizzo?
With Mil Reyes?
No, with Tattoo
Princess. Oh, Tattoo Guy, do a collab
or
porno.
Or a podcast.
Yeah, do a crossover.
Crossover porno.
Come back with herpes, dog.
Come back with herpes and glitter on your lip.
I caught you with
Hawaii.
Glitter on your lip one time.
I did?
You had glitter
I'm wrapping gifts.
I'm wrapping gifts.
Somebody threw a sugar skull at me.
A sugar skull at me.
I haven't been to a strip club in like 10 years, dog.
It was Dia de Muertos, bro.
I don't think it was a strip club. It was a girl.
Someone threw a cascarón at me, dog.
Cascarón.
Years ago.
Yeah, man.
I don't know where I was yesterday. I was trying to use the restroom, right? And then like some douche comes out of the restroom with like hair like Raymer Norta, all curly, but he was blonde, güero, right? And I said, "Órale, güero." Oh, the restroom at the gas station. And I went, "Órale, güero," when he came out of the bathroom. He came out and goes, "Ya está listo." And he goes, and I told him, órale, güero. And he looks at me and goes, ¿cómo estás, loco? I didn't even know that food. What's up, food?